From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. A major ruling on property rights today from the Supreme Court. The court ruled that state and local governments may force homeowners and business owners to sell their property when the space is needed for a redevelopment project. The 5-4 ruling came from a case in New London, Connecticut, and as NPR's Nina Totenberg reports, it's a major setback for property rights advocates.
The Constitution allows the government to take private property for public use and requires that the property owners be paid fair market value. Over the last century, the Supreme Court has interpreted the meaning of public use broadly. It's approved the taking of property to build highways, hospitals, to allow the building of railroads, to facilitate mining, and to eradicate slums. The question in this case was whether the city of New London, Connecticut, could take property for economic development. New London in the 1990s was designated by the state as a depressed area. The city, which had lost tens of thousands of jobs, saw a once-in-a-lifetime chance at revitalization when the Navy closed its harbor facilities and gave 32 acres of land to the local government. At the same time, Pfizer decided to build a $300 million research facility next door, and the state said it would contribute $70 million to lay the groundwork for private redevelopment of the area, filling floodplains, cleaning up hazardous waste spills and the asbestos-ridden land areas, and opening up the riverfront to the public for the first time. The redevelopment plan called for private development of office complexes, condominiums, shopping areas, and a hotel. But the plan ran into trouble when 7 of the 90-plus homeowners refused to sell. The holdouts own tiny parcels of land, typically a tenth of an acre, with houses that are both owner-occupied and rented out. Although the city offered a total of $1.6 million, the property owner said it wasn't a question of money. Matthew Derry's great-grandparents built the house where his elderly parents now live. The property also includes 3 other houses, one of which Matt lives in with his wife and son, and was a wedding present from his grandmother.
It's a snapshot of my mother's whole life, and also a snapshot of our lives as well. I garden the same property that my great-grandmother gardened.
Lawyers representing Derry and the other holdouts challenged the taking of their homes, contending that economic development is not a public purpose. Today, the U.S. Supreme Court disagreed. Writing for the 5-member court majority, Justice John Paul Stevens said that promoting economic development is a traditional and long-accepted function of government. Certainly, said Stevens, the city could not take property from one owner and simply give it to another private owner, nor would the city be allowed to take property under the pretext of a public purpose. But that was not the case here, he said, where the redevelopment plan was a carefully designed one, approved by the democratically elected city council and reviewed by the Connecticut courts. Justice Anthony Kennedy underlined the point in a concurring opinion. There may well be categories of cases that are suspicious, he said, but in this case, when the plan was developed, it was unknown which private businesses would benefit. Scott Bullock of the Libertarian Institute for Justice represented the homeowners in the Supreme Court.
I think it's a dark day for American home and small business owners. You know, while most constitutional decisions affect a relatively small number of people, this decision really undermines the rights of every American, except the most politically connected of those, as Justice O'Connor recognized in her dissent.
Justice Sandra Day O'Connor's opinion for the 4 dissenters lambasted the majority opinion, declaring that the beneficiaries would likely be wealthy corporations and developers who have the most influence. But state and local leaders denied that the process, called eminent domain, is easily used. Bart Peterson is the mayor of Indianapolis and the vice chairman of the National League of Cities, which filed a brief in the case urging today's result.
There are a number of checks and balances, such as not just the legislative process, but the political process. It is it's unpopular to use eminent domain, and that's why it's used so sparingly. You don't find local government officials who are anxious to use eminent domain. It really is a last resort.
And Connecticut Attorney General Richard Blumenthal emphasized that the New London plan was for the greater public good.
New London is a city in distress. It will enjoy a larger employment base, more jobs, more retail, more public functions, neighborhood revival, benefits to its waterfront. There are a slew of benefits to the city of New London.
Today's court opinion, however, did not minimize the hardships the redevelopment plan imposed on those forced to sell. Nothing in our opinion, Justice Stevens stressed, precludes states from placing further restrictions on the state's power to take property, as some states have done. Property rights advocates said today that is where the battle will now move. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.